You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
The Avengers.
The Avengers.
I am Iron Man.
I can do this all day.
I'm always angry. This was not just cinema. This was over 10 years of our lives.
Over a decade.
And that was just the first time we watched the films. Then we rewatched it.
So it's more than 10 years. That's the team that Marvel gave us.
Beautiful.
But now, they're just trying to replace it. Like a rebound relationship.
I mean, like, the Thunderbolts really could have been its own thing.
And still be cool.
Right? Like, you know how we had Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Like, just leave the Thunderbolts as the Thunderbolts. But no.
We have to make everything the Avengers.
Total rebrand. Like, in the middle of everything. Mid-campaign. Mid-theaters.
Mid-life.
Crisis.
So today, on the movie show, we are asking,
why?
Did Marvel just fix the formula only to sabotage their own movie with a bad rebrand?
So picture this, right?
Okay.
You're sitting in a dark cinema. The final battle comes to an end. The music swells.
Okay.
You're crying.
I am not crying.
You're definitely crying.
I am not crying.
You're a mess right now, Tavo.
No.
The tears are streaming. Thank God she said no to the date, because if she saw you...
She did say no, but...
I know, it's okay.
I am not crying.
Okay. Anyway. Screen fades to black. White text.
All right.
The new Avengers and Bob will return.
Goosebumps, right?
Right.
Except...
No.
Marvel posted that 48 hours before.
So you knew it already. The Thunderbolts was just quietly rebranded overnight to the new Avengers. Just online. Mid-campaign. No hype. Nothing. Just a marketing guy with some itchy thumbs.
But seriously, that's like Star Wars posting that Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father.
On the poster.
Yes.
Like, I am your father.
Like...
Like, they didn't even wait for fans to discover the twist for themselves.
My gosh.
They just, like, they spoiled their own end credit scene.
Why? Okay, let's back up a second here, right? Because originally, comic book Thunderbolts was a totally different story.
Yeah. So in the comics, what the Thunderbolts actually were was a team of villains, not anti-heroes, actual villains who faked being the heroes. So there was like a total plot twist. It was like villains in disguise.
It was legit Marvel Comics' boldest plot twist. Like, readers didn't even know until the final page.
Crazy.
It was like... It's crazy.
And they did not do that with the film. Like, imagine if they did that with the film. Instead, in the film, it was like, these are the new Avengers. Yeah. Surprise! Not really.
We told you. Yeah. Two days ago.
Like, the film Thunderbolts felt more like a, like, rehab squad as opposed to, like, actual villains with a secret plan.
Yeah. Bottom line. The comic team lied to the world to gain power.
Yeah.
The film team just wants a second chance. Or at least, you know, better mental health benefits, you know?
Okay, let's stop shading the film, though. There were a couple of good things about the film.
Yeah.
Firstly, the cast. Solid cast.
Good cast.
Sebastian Stan.
Oh my gosh. One person. Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh.
We see you. David Harbour.
David Harbour. And the guy that played Bob.
David Harbour. And Bob.
Bob was bulletproof.
Bob was cool.
Yeah. Okay. And then the second thing was I loved the void and the way that they visually showed it and portrayed it. That was so cool. And even when they went inside the void, like the shadow, but then also like that was classic.
The scenes gelling together and you know.
Yeah. And the start of the film.
Solid.
Solid start.
Good.
Right? First we had the young Avengers. Now we have the new Avengers. Soon we're going to have the slightly adequate Avengers. Why are you treating the original team like expired yogurt?
You know, but this one does have new packaging.
Bro, it's not the same.
We didn't fall in love with the idea of an Avengers team. We fell in love with those Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Those.
Mm-hmm. Iron Man.
Cap.
No Cap. Widow.
Hulk.
Thor.
Hawkeye. That squad.
That squad.
That squad. And you can't just slap Avengers on a group chat and expect the same magic.
Don't get us wrong. We're not against new characters and new stories.
Yeah.
But we are against you trying to erase legacy and calling it an upgrade. Not everything has to be a reboot.
Exactly. If Marvel wants to build new teams, go ahead.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah.
You know?
But leave the Avengers.
Exactly. If Marvel wants to build new teams, go ahead.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Mm.
Just leave the Avengers as the Avengers. They earned the name.
Yeah.
They earned the name.
Just stop hijacking the original team's identity just to sell.
Because calling Thunderbolts the new Avengers, that's not just a rebrand.
That's not even a rebrand.
That's not even a rebrand.
It's betrayal.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.